Okay.
Well, you understand, it is no fault. It's an informal agreement. They say, give it. We've been doing this for years. They say you can use my mailing list, and in exchange, the revenue. We, in the case of WBAI, it was more practical. They were short in their budget, $200,000. We looked at their mailing list to see how much money that revenue. That
Lonnie, I'm not asking for you to explain what the informal agreement is. I'm asking for you to supply documentation in the future. Can you live with that?
Well,
let's. Formal contract. I'm going to. Oh God.
I'm not asking for a formal contract. I'm asking for a memo of understanding.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing fancy. Then you're not talking about.
Well, I'm talking about in the future, and I'm saying low priority now that we need to have a formula. We need to know, is it distributed based on area code? I mean, area code, a zip code. I mean, we'd like to know what the real numbers are. How you distributed is your agreement, but just would like to know where the funding is coming from. I mean, that's just from my perspective, but that's low on the totem pole for now. We just need to move with the. Brian wants an understanding, and we can put that floor down. But is there something else on this? Okay, thank you. The other thing is we wanted to make sure we have a headcount plan with each one of the new plans, the revised plans. We'd like to see headcount, which would give position salary, when the hires are to take place, when termination, I'll ignore that, hires. We also talked about... let's see.
Now, remember, I'm not agreeing to take responsibility for the headcount plan. What we agreed to do is to work with the general managers to see if that could get done.
But again, Lonnie, it goes to you're going to produce a plan, and we don't know what the headcount is. So therefore, they can move people in and out. We can get to these positions like we talked about before we were on stream, is that they're questioning of headcount in certain groups or units. And we don't know. I mean, if we had a headcount plan and we had headcount reported at least quarterly, like we had committed to in a motion, then we'll know who's on board, who's, we can ask these questions.
I'm saying is that motion, and just as you do it at KPFA, you have a general manager that produces the headcount data for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that has to be replicated at the other stations and certainly we'll work on it. But I don't want there to be confusion about whether or not I'm going to do it.
Oh no! I don't expect you to. No. You get headcount. For your payroll, you get a headcount report.
Yeah, but
I'm not asking you to format that. I'm saying that's what we need. If that's the only way they can present it to us, then we need to see that.
Okay. Well, we'll work with the general managers for sure. But
okay.
I want you to come back to the next meeting and say, Lonnie, where it is. No.
We said quarter. I think the commitment was for quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That
and
will
then
be up in December.
Okay, and the general manager reimbursement motion, Casey sent that, and what we'll do is we will send that to, well, we'll wait for Lonnie to give us his formats, and we'll send that, make sure that's put forward before the P&B at the next meeting. I'll send out my little expense report forms that I use when I have expenses and I turn it into the national office. Those are the things just that I have right here in front of me. Are there any other items that people are aware of?
Please, no more.
Okay. Well, I certainly would like to appreciate.
Well, Lonnie's going to get back with us and tell us what the attorney says. Maybe
yes.
Lonnie can ask.
Yeah.
On the time cards?
Timesheets.
Okay, timesheets. Okay.
I really do appreciate all of your time and effort, Lonnie and Greg, and all of the volunteers who are working on this committee. It's obviously a tremendous amount of work.
I want Lonnie, too.
Pardon me?
And it requires a lot of time, too.
And mainly Lonnie. and
so,
don't forget Lonnie.
Are there any other points, questions? And if anyone wants to... and want additional information or something on, we had talked about the legal stuff prior, just give Lonnie or give me a call or whoever, and that would be fine.
Oh, yeah, the legal, we forgot. Yeah, we got it. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, there's some issues with legal and how that's going to impact the budget. And I know the archive restoration motion is in there too, but I think that but legal will just kind of like jump to the top. But I certainly, yes.
I do anticipate, though, that the next meeting we have for that date will be mostly the budget changes and reapproving and re-reviewing budgets for for K and I. Those are big ticket items that we need to get done at the next meeting.
Okay, so I'll just do budget and CFO report.
Yeah, your budget for K and for I have to be reviewed and then passed on to the PNB against that November 30th deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Then all budget changes that I mentioned in my report will have to be reviewed by this committee.
Okay.
And I'll, of course, get it out to you before then.
Okay, and I appreciate
that. And they have to be reviewed and recommended for passage by the PNB. So we have a pretty, the budget stuff is not over. We're essentially, still in the budget process.
Okay, and then when we start looking at actuals, that'll be in December, so we'll do the review then?
Yeah, I'm saying that we have to do it next month in November because we have
the
to...
The budget's right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, all right, I'll try to do that right now and send that to you, and then I think we have a proposed time for December. I can tell you that also.
Okay.
So, would like to thank everyone for hanging in here, and... thank you for being diligent in trying to help Lonnie and Greg through this process.
Thank you all.
Okay,
all
good
right.
Night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. LaVarne, what day is our next meeting? LaVarne?